Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to So Anyways. I'm Sabby and this is my first episode. And I have re-recorded this first episode like a million times. I never thought it would be so hard to just start even the introduction. Everything I say, I listen to and it sounds so cringy or like stupid. And I'm like, scratch that. I don't like my voice in that. But I'm cutting myself off after this one. This is my last take. And I'm just not gonna overthink it. But yeah, what's up, y'all? Thanks for dropping in. I'm really excited. And this is like a little bit of advice to start off with. If you guys ever feel like you have an idea to start something, like you get motivated and inspired to want to do something, start it literally in that exact moment. Because a month and a half ago, when I thought about making this podcast, I was so inspired and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have my own podcast. I'm going to talk about this and this and that. And then I don't know why, I just didn't do anything about it for like a month and a half. And it just simmered in the back of my head, like in my subconscious. And for a month and a half, it just camped out there. And it just like made me feel so much more overwhelmed and pressured about it that I got scared. And now I'm like sitting here recording this and I'm like so nervous and scared. And I feel less excited because I'm scared. But yeah, we're getting through this. So what's up, y'all? I plan on uploading an episode every Thursday. And we're going to talk about a lot of cool different things. I really want to talk about anything I like feel like talking about. Like we can talk about depression or the multiverse. Or a conspiracy theory, or maybe like human evolution, food, acne, I don't know, whatever. But I feel like lately, like what's been going on with me, why I decided to start a podcast, I'm trying to turn a new leaf. And it all started, let me figure out how to say this. So like lately, I mean, like, not too long ago, I felt like I was feeling really depressed. And really, when I say not too long ago, it's not too long ago. It's probably, like, medium ago. There was, like, a lot going on. I just felt so not myself for a long time. And that I was on this journey of finding myself. And it was, like, depressing me because I just felt like I have this imagination that I used to be so much more charismatic and funny and outgoing and extroverted, and I can handle any situation, and I was more likable in social situations. And now years later, I can't even have a conversation with a stranger anymore. Like I just don't even know how to be, and I've become somebody completely opposite. I don't even know how and when I became this person, but I will be like one of three people in different social situations. Like one of them will be when I'm mute. Like I will have nothing to say, just completely mute. Like no words or thoughts will come to the forefront of my brain. And I'll just be in a social setting, like with mute. I don't know why I'm mute. I have nothing to say. And then another one will be where I'm just so blunt, like I'm dead inside blunt. And I'll fight myself internally because I'll be like, okay, like I don't know why I'm coming off. Like, am I coming off rude right now? Like, I'm so straightforward. And I'm like, why am I being this way? I'm like, am I mean? And then this one, I'm like, usually I'm just outwardly, socially so awkward to the point where it's like excruciatingly painful. Like I'm blurting out all these wrong things, and it's not even like a cute awkward. It's not like, oh my gosh, she's so cute and awkward. It's like disgusting. It's like I'm saying like the cringiest things I would never usually say. Like I don't even know how to be. And like 2 weeks ago, I was at this social, like this daytime event with my sisters, and it was like this networking social thing, and there was a lot of people there, and I was having this conversation. Well, I wasn't really talking, but I was in a conversational group with these people and my sisters, and I felt so awkward. Like I couldn't make eye contact. My hands were sweating. I don't know what was wrong with me. And usually like when I'm there with people I know, like I had my sisters, I don't feel that awkward, but I was like, what is happening to me? So I walked away from that conversation and I went to the bathroom and I literally looked up on Google, how do I know if I have autism as an adult? Because hear me out. I was like, okay, I just feel like I'm like faking my way through life. Like I don't even know how to, I have to like think of how to adjust and I have to be like self-aware of it. Like I'm like broken. And so I had to look up if I literally had autism because, well, I know that there is a lot of undiagnosed autistic people in adulthood and that's pretty common. So I'm like, okay, is this like, is... am I autistic? And I'm like sitting there going through this list of traits on Google of autism in adulthood in women. And I'm like, okay, well, I do that. I have that. And then I start going through this list of like anxiety disorder and depression. And I'm like, ah, what is happening to me? But okay, so that's a little backstory. But I feel like I've worked on myself a little bit more and I've come to a lot of realizations lately. And for the like the past week or 2 weeks, I've been trying to like be self-discover more and get to the bottom and the root of my what my issues are lately. And like, look at me here. I'm here talking about it on a podcast. See, I'm proud of myself. I'm making small changes. But I feel like I have been so, for so long, like longing to find myself or like find who I used to be and be that person again and find this awakeness and this wisdom to be so open and raw. And like, I tried so hard in those times to like listen to podcasts and read books and listen to TED Talks and gain all this knowledge so I can be so self-aware and live in the present and not have these thoughts intercept my brain, all these negative overthinking thoughts. And I feel like I've been thinking that way for so long, like trying to find myself or like trying to be who I used to be, to the point where I just fogged myself. I've lost focus on creating myself. Like life is a never-ending cycle of creating and recreating yourself, right? And there isn't anyone to find. Like me thinking to find myself or who I used to be, like there's nobody there. There's nobody to find. All we have to do is just continue to create ourselves and recreate and grow, because we're never just gonna be one self, you know? And so I'm like thinking of all like the root of my issues. I'm like, what is the root of my issues? Where did all my anxieties come from? What am I so anxious about in life? And like, honestly, it's my purpose in life. I have no idea of where the direction of my life is going. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. And I think it's been so, giving me so much anxiety that I've led through me being all these like different weird people. And it's been so bad. But yeah, I'm like, I feel like I don't have like a purpose and all I do is like waste time. And it's been stressing me out every single day that I'm like dwelling on like what my purpose is and dwelling on the fact that all I do is waste time. And I'm happy to say that I can recognize this, because in these situations when we like when I feel this way or when we feel these feelings about ourselves, it's so much easier to hate on ourselves and judgmental from within. And I feel like it's especially hard these days because we're living in a world where we're so overstimulated and under-inspired, you know? Like there's so much more that it feels like there's less. Like there's less connection, there's less direction, less motivation, inspiration, less help. Which is crazy because the self-help counter is so oversaturated and we consume so much self-help. And even like when I was like on my finding myself and trying to gain all this knowledge of listening to podcasts and TED Talks and reading, it's like I honestly feel like all this self-help improvement is detrimental to us. It's like too broad and it's too infinite and there's too much material to know. And it for me at least, like it made me think there's something fundamentally wrong with me, like to the point where I think I have autism. And that there's more that we, and the more we know is the more we feel like we have to fix, and the more we that we'll be better and we'll become this better person or more successful person. And it just leads to like all this internal shame or like unworthiness, you know? And it makes us like feel more self-aware of all the bad habits and traits that's going on. And it leads to maybe all these unrealistic expectations. Like, when no wonder I feel so stuck and so lost, right? I blame the world. It's not me. It's the world. It's miserable. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me lately. I don't know if any of that made sense, but now I'm like learning to accept and allow growth and change in my life. And I'm trying so hard to like not overthink and not have these anxieties of where I'm, which direction my life is going, because I know, like, we just have to accept, like, what will happen for us will happen, and like, we have to, I need to stop worrying of all this anxiety, and to learn to stop, just, like, I've learned to stop anxiety is to just stop worrying that I have anxiety, like, just forget it, thank you. And then swipe it away in my brain. And also the same with wasting time. Like, for me, it's like me dwelling on the fact that all I do is waste time is just wasting more of my time, dwelling on the fact that all I'm doing is wasting time thinking about all the time that I'm wasting, you know? It's really not that deep. Okay, one thing that has actually been helping me, which is like kind of funny, but you guys know that TikTok where it's like that song that goes, "It's really not that deep. It's really not that deep." Well, my sisters, Sophie and Seema, my little sisters, will always say that at home. They'll be like, "It's really not that deep" to anything. And then lately when I feel like so crazy, I'll just tell myself like, "It's really not that deep." Because it's true. Like, nothing's really that deep. Life is not that serious. I'm done taking things so seriously. It's really not that deep. Yeah, so... Hey guys, what's up? Yeah, I'm happy with this podcast because this is gonna help me articulate better. I suck at articulating things, so I hope any of that made sense. But this is my step forward. This is my new leaf, and that, here I am. So if you guys listened to this whole episode, wow, thank you guys so much. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was like kind of dense. I feel like I went a little bit harsh for my first episode. But I guess I'll see you guys next Thursday. I don't know what my topic is going to be yet, but it's going to be something cool. But thank you guys so much for listening to my first episode and everything that I've unleashed on you guys and all that is wrong in my world. But yeah, I will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you again, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys want to talk to me, DM me on my So Anyways podcast Instagram account, and you guys can give me some ideas of topics you want me to talk about, or even questions you want me to answer. I can answer some questions at the end of an episode, and that'll be fun. I'm really happy to just feel like I am connecting more with you guys and having more conversation, you know? Like, I want to get to know you guys more, and I want you guys to get to know me better too. And so yeah, I'm really excited about our journey together with this podcast. So anyways, I'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.